everyone. Welcome to Psychic Everyday Radio. I am Chris Cahill, your show host, and I'm coming to you live from skidrowstudios.com, and that is real radio on the internet. By the way, don't you know? You can listen to this show or catch this show every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Pacific time. And because I do a live show, I take your calls during the show. So just giving you the heads up, if you're a new listener, if you've been around for a while, you already know that. But if you're, if you're new here, you can call in 1-800-893-9562 during my show. And I will be giving free mini readings during the show tonight. So I'm a psychic. I'm a professional psychic. This is what I do. I have a blog, a website, a radio show. I have a reading practice. I give professional readings, and I also am a teacher. I lead meditation. I'm an artist. I'm a writer. So I do this stuff full time, and I love doing my show because I love talking to people, real people, about energy, about spirit, about being psychic. And I call the show Psychic Every Day. You know, every day is one word, which means kind of the usual, the norm. Every day as one word does mean that. And that's how I see it, is being psychic is normal. It's human. It's something you have, and it's something that, whether or not you're aware of it, you have abilities. You have, an energy ability, and on many different levels, you have energy abilities. So what I do during my show is talk about different kinds of ways of being psychic, and about spiritual growth, and about energy itself. And I have a real whopper of a show for you tonight, a good one. This is something I kind of bring up in every single week's show, but I'm really going to get into it tonight. And that is, and here's the name of my show, it is called The Healing Power of Destruction. Yes. And I'm going to be asking and answering questions like this. When is destruction a healing thing? What does destruction help you to have? And what kind of destruction is healing? Are you afraid of the word destroy? Oh, yeah. And I'm here with my friend Mindy Dorgensen, who is running the boards tonight. And I want to say hi to her. Hello, Mindy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. And I just have to say that as a punk rock drummer, are you afraid of the word destruction?
No, I don't think so. I destroy a lot of drum heads and drumsticks, and it's part of the process, like fire burning forests. And
excellent.
Yeah.
Very good answer. Absolutely. Because in order to create that music, you have to do something that might be slightly destructive.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Well, thank you. I'm glad to see you tonight.
You too. Yay.
Yay. So getting into our show, what I'd love to do is actually talk about destruction as a spiritual energy, as a spiritual ability, absolutely. Because a spiritual ability of destruction is actually something you need in order to create anything new. And it's something you've done your whole life, actually. You've already destroyed, you've created, you've repeatedly create and destroy. And if you're able to let go and to destroy and release and kind of, step out of an old energy or the past or old pictures, it makes it possible for you to create something new. And if you keep holding on to things whose time has passed, stuff you might know right now, you might just ask yourself, what are you holding on to that you really know on some level it's time to let go of? It might be a self-image you have, a way of talking to yourself or seeing yourself. It might be a way you treat yourself or that you allow yourself to be seen by others. And, again, we'll be getting into all this stuff in this next yummy hour. Now, if you are trying to figure out the best way to watch or listen tonight, I just have to say, here we are at skidrowstudios.com. Search for Psychic Every Day, and I'm live, so it should be right up there. You can also go to livestream.com and watch the show at livestream.com. You can have a free account if you want, if you choose to go and check this out. And just look for skidrowstudios.com and you'll see us live streaming. And you can also go to stitcher.com if you have an Android and you want to listen to this on your Android. Also, if you kind of can't catch the show or can't stay for the whole thing, or you just really want to subscribe to the podcast, I say, please do go to iTunes and subscribe to Psychic Every Day, the podcast. It's free. And then you'll just have that podcast waiting for you and you can take it with you anywhere. So thank you for listening, those of you who are here live. And yeah, there's a bunch of you here listening too. So lovely. Again, the number is 800-893-9562. And I'll be giving readings during the show about destruction. And not, you know, just in a general overall sense, but it could be very, very personal about what is it you're destroying or what is it that you are going through on a destruction level in order to create something new. And you don't have to overthink that. Just, you know, if you have a question, ask it and we'll look at it from that perspective. Now, a couple things. Destruction gets such a bad rap. You know, it's kind of like the bad boy of energies. It really, you know, is don't you think destruction's a bad thing, Chris? I mean, aren't you supposed to be a healer and fix everything and make it all nice and, you know, yada, yada? And to that, I would like to answer, no, that's not my job and it's not your job either. If you are constantly holding on to or holding things together, fixing and healing and solving and all the rest of it, then you may be in the way of something new actually coming into being. And that something new could be something much, much more truthful and honest for you, much more real, much more fun too, because it's really not fun to be the one holding on to all, you know, trying to make it nice and safe for everyone else. If you're the person who kind of seems to have to hold the space for everybody, you know, if you're the manager at the job you have, you know what I'm talking about. That's your job. You're the manager and you have to kind of create the space. Now, if you're getting a nice size hefty paycheck for that, well, that's great. That's not a bad agreement. But if it's something you're doing somewhat unconsciously, you know, in your life where you seem to be the person who's holding it all together, making it all kind of, you know, you're not allowed to destroy or change. Because another word for destruction is change. Evolution too, by the way. So if you haven't been allowed to destroy or to let go or to change, if you've had to kind of make it safe for other people by keeping it all together, then maybe, you know, you might want to examine that and look and see, is that working for you? Is that an agreement that you want to still hold on to or still be part of? And you know, again, if it's a job and a paycheck, you do it there. But when you come home, do your thing. When you have your own life, really, like, let yourself do your thing. Now, here's why. Giving yourself permission to let go, to destroy, to actually walk away from something or destroy it or step out of an energy that you are really, truly, honestly so done with, makes room for the new creation. Destruction as a spiritual vibration or technique, ability, actually transforms energy. It takes away, just like changes the way that something has been happening over and over, making it possible for something new to come into existence. I actually made a really great list. I'm glad we started off with Mindy and her drums, because I made a list at the beginning of this, or before my show started, about a few things that destroyed, and you'll see what I mean. So, okay, let's take a look at a few things that destroyed throughout history. How about jazz? Jazz destroyed, but look at what it created. And actually, when jazz came along, a lot of people were afraid of it. They, you know, they called it all kinds of things. There was lots of judgment about jazz. So then, hey, wait a minute, here comes rock and roll. What happened then? You know, that's not real music. You kids these days. But wait a minute, rock and roll's not bad enough. Punk rock came along. Yeah. And that was, I found that incredibly healing when I was a teenager and still do. Punk rock as a destruction, but also punk rock coming along didn't mean we couldn't still have jazz and rock and roll. But everything transformed. Wait, then there's hip hop. Hold on a second. And rap. Wait, hold the phone. So all these things come along, but what's really cool is all the new that's come into being destroyed the old way of looking. And there's a lot more permission now for that to happen. It's less of a big deal when somebody comes up with a whole new format, because now people, and they, you know, they have been for many years, but are making all these fusions of all kinds of different things, bringing them together, blending. The same thing happens when, you know, a country that's remained exactly like it's just, you know, the people who live in the country in that particular part of the world might be, that's the only people who live there. There's nobody from anywhere else. It's like just one particular culture. And then other people come in or people who live there leave, and there's a destruction of a particular way of how life had been. But the beauty is the creation that happens as a result. And so it's not a negative. It's not like something is lost that we're supposed to keep together and hold together. It's that we actually create a whole new art form. Radio did that. Television did it. Film did it. And going from black and white to color did it. Abstract art did it. Being an artist, I look to the things in history, in art history, and in the history of, you know, creation on the planet, which I think goes back, you know, we can actually age it at about 40,000 years of art and creation. I think it might even be older than that now, but last time I looked, it was about 40,000 years. But all the creation and destruction, the new forms that came into being because there was room for them, because something else, some old dearly held idea or belief, you know, an old structure gave way to make room, you know, to make room for a new thing. And I love that. And so that, you know, that's like the bigger, you know, bigger picture. Here we are, life on planet Earth, and we constantly change how we see our lives here and what our reality is, because we keep destroying the old so-called reality. We keep destroying the old pictures. Every time there's a new discovery or there's a new invention, new information, you know, every time somebody comes up with, and actually some of what we're coming up with now that's new is actually very, very old. Very, very old, you know, old ways of healing that actually work and are coming back. You know, the original ways of kind of organic farming and gardening and all that, are they work and they're coming back because the new ways aren't doing it for us. So there's all kinds of really interesting things happening because of destruction. And the flip side of destruction, you know, two sides of the same coin, creation. And that's the beautiful thing. In fact, every time you created something new, you had to destroy something else. Maybe you consciously created and destroyed. Maybe you even embraced the destruction. You know, you're like, okay, I'm done with this thing and I'm walking away from it. I'm leaving this job, or I'm ending those friendships. They don't work for me anymore. Or I'm leaving my hometown. Or I'm changing my self-image, or I'm changing the way my home looks, you know, maybe kind of moving house or changing the way you do things. I'm changing my status, how I see myself in the world. So you have consciously, even if it wasn't completely conscious at the time, but you just kind of sometimes gravitated toward the thing you really needed, and in the doing, in the moving toward the new thing, you destroyed an old picture. You let it go. It's very, very cool. Now, I'm just reminding you, I'm here live. I'm Chris Cahill at Psychic Everyday Radio at skidrowstudios.com. You are listening to me on Wednesday, August 14th, believe it or not. I know the date tonight, 2013. And I will be here till 8 o'clock Pacific time. So I'll be giving some readings during the show. And if you want to be one of the people getting one, you hear my topic. It's about the healing power of destruction. My number here is 1-800-893-9562. Back to my topic. So as you can tell, destruction is not being seen here as a negative. It's not a bad thing. This is not about, you know, going and destroying somebody's city or, you know, starting a war and hurting somebody. It's not about that. Although, you know, if you look in history, every single time people did that, something new was created as a result. It was just a rough way to do it. But it was what we did, or whoever did. What I'm talking about really tonight is more of the spiritual ability of destruction. It is the game on the planet. Destruction and creation. Create and destroy, the game we are playing all the time. And it's how we move forward, each of us individually and also together. You know, it's how we create space. It's how we make room for new growth. And actually, sometimes there's a destruction where you might leave something behind, not sure of what you're going to create next. But you have to kind of trust it sometimes. You know, there's I've got to be done with this thing. I'm just so done with it. I have no idea what's next, but I have to let it go. And I've seen a lot of people do that with careers and jobs and ways of being over the past few years. And you've seen it too. And sometimes actually the destruction came in, you know, it might have come in an unwelcome, like a pink slip, getting fired from your job or laid off. And as the economy started to tank, what were we creating? What was that destruction all about? It was about creating a new way of having an economy, a new way of having, of living, a new way of seeing ourselves in the work world or what we create. And actually right now it's beautiful. It's a very healing time. There's a lot more permission now to create than there ever was. If you've, you know, never really thought of yourself as being creative, or you had a tough time with that, or there was a lot of judgment on it, there's always the picture that you have to get a real job, quote unquote. The past few years might have been really rough for you, and they might have also been very freeing, liberating. Because when you have to change, you will very often. Sometimes you just get forced into it, to looking beyond and seeing, what else can I do? How can I create something new? And what's brilliant is that so many people have been. The destruction of the old, you know, economy and how it was, and what's, you know, what people have had to do to change how they live and how they make money. So many more people have their own businesses and they create. Meanwhile, we were all in judgment of the destruction, like, oh no, that terrible, you know, economic downturn, which, by the way, if you look at history, you'll see they come regularly. So just go with it, you know, create something for yourself and make it work for you and find a way to work with others. But the economic downturns come and go. That's part of that game too. Every new idea that comes forward destroys. Every new idea, like somebody comes up with, you know, an idea whose time has come. And maybe it's not even a new idea, but now we're ready for it. We're ready in this country to allow everybody, and I hate to use the word allow, but to admit that everybody, whoever they decide to love, should be able to be married if they want to. You know, that's part of what we're doing in this country. Other countries are not quite there yet. They're doing something different. They're fighting the tide of where things are moving. But what we're doing in the United States right now is a little, you know, there's the flow of it is moving in this direction. It's already there. That's the healing. So people who insist that gay marriage is going to destroy their sanctity of their marriages are really hilarious. They're so funny. And it's not that they're going to destroy their marriages, but actually that what happens is the old, you know, picture gets destroyed of marriages between a man and a woman. And so that changes when we say, no, we're not in agreement with that anymore. We're destroying that old picture. And look what's created that's new, a much, in my view, much, much finer way of seeing life and living it and of seeing each other. So there's another destruction happening. And look around you, you know, just look and see how the society you're living in is completely changing. There's so much being destroyed, but all that's coming out now, all kinds of new creation and growth, it's so very healing. It's a beautiful thing. And if you've been appreciating it, enjoying yourself, you know, going along with the ride and going, oh, wow, all of a sudden I have all this freedom to, you know, to change how I see myself and my job and what I'm supposed to do here. Good for you. Now, if you've been resisting, if you've been trying to hold it back, if you've been dreading it or fearing it or having a tough time with the changes and the destruction, I'll bet it's been a little harder for you. And it might have been challenging even if you welcomed it. But if you've really been trying to avoid changing and you've been in judgment of it, change is not good, then you're going to have a tougher time. And you might want to look and see if that's been the case for you. Not, you know, not make yourself wrong or try to solve it in any way, but you might want to look and see, what are you really trying to hold on to? It's scary to let go of the things that are familiar. We all get really comfortable in some old familiar stuff, even when it's not fun stuff. You just got to kind of hold on to it. And especially if you don't have the new answer yet. I don't know where I'm going yet, and so I'm afraid to let go of where I've been. And that can be a little dicey. Just a reminder, everybody, I would love to give you a reading, and so you can call me. My number is 1-800-893-9562, and if you call me, I'll be nice to you, I promise. But you can get a free reading. Anyway, we're going to keep going here with destruction and the healing power and why I see it as a healing. And hopefully I've kind of explained a little bit of that already, but why I see it as a healing is because it leaves room. It makes space for change and growth, for evolution, for something new to happen. Now, there's a few kinds of destruction out there. You know, I'm just going to kind of name the few ways that I look at it. First of all, there's the destruction that we don't really have control over. You don't really have control over some destruction somebody else creates. You know, you don't really have control over how somebody else decides to destroy. You don't have control over how the planet destroys. You know, there's, you know, between earthquakes and tsunamis and all these things we really don't have control over, although we know we have an effect on them by how we treat the planet. So there's a lot of things that we don't have control over. This is the thing to not worry about. This is the stuff you can't, there's no changing, except that you do change it by how you become conscious. And I'll get more into that in a moment. I have my first caller, and I'd love to give a reading now. Welcome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're live. What's your name?
Chris, it's Maria from Chicago.
Maria, which Maria?
Maria Costas.
Oh, nice to hear your voice, Maria. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm very good. Thanks for listening and for calling. Wow, can I give you a reading?
I would love a mini reading.
Beautiful.
I'm in the middle of exactly what you're talking about.
Wow. More destruction.
More destruction. I've been working 3 part-time jobs, but my main job has just destroyed.
Huh.
So it's gone, and I know that, you know, my energy is kind of out of there, but it's been maybe 30 years since I've had this much time off work.
Right. I'm looking at the energy right now. Let me read it. This is
okay.
Awesome. I mean, and actually I want to say, even if it's if it feels a bit shaky, I want to congratulate you because you're blowing a picture here. You're changing something. But the picture I keep seeing is that you've been standing on top of what looked like at first a lot of cubes, you know, like, cubes, basically like ice cubes, but not ice. And actually, when I look closer, And they're starting to fall. Like you've been balancing on top of them for a long time. You've been balancing. This has been in your grounding. It's not what you've been grounding with, but it's been there. And it looks like it's actually the cubes represent. They look like the energy. They don't represent it. They are the energy of what looks like a male control about what you're supposed to do. And it's not, you know, for those of you listening here new, it's not like I'm blaming male control. It's just simply that's been an energy in your space. And I see it too, that the cubes look a little bit like alphabet blocks. So there's words and letters and agreements and, you know, pictures and all this stuff, but there's a great big energy here about what's real. You know, what is supposed to be real? How are you supposed to support yourself? And that this energy's been in the way of you actually creating the kind of support for yourself that really is more about your own true neutral grounding, your own way of like really grounding. which you know how to do, but this energy has been there sort of as a, it's funny because I see it having been there your whole life, but really coming in when you went to school. You know, it was kind of the, I see it as patriarchal, but also kind of rules, you know, what the rules are, what you're supposed to do.
Right.
And old stuff. And you've cleaned a lot of this out over the years, but there's still, there's this looks like this, kind of like the stuff that's been the foundation of a lot of what you've cleared out is going. And you decided, okay. What I see is you pulled out something from in the center of this whole mass of blocks. And the picture is you pulled out a picture about being protected by these rules.
Yes.
Like you decided, yes. I'm not protected by these rules. They don't protect me. What? Wait a minute. I've been believing this lie. It's been protecting me from doing what I want. So it looks
that
like
protection was the only word that I could come up with when I was trying to, you know, just hear it out myself.
Yeah. And it's been feeling unsafe to clear this out of your space before now. So what you're doing is you're deciding, it's like part of it is the spirit of you, like this, that subconscious level saying, I'm just done with this. And then part of it is you going with it. You're like, oh, yeah, like because it's weird to have that time off. You know, you've been going and going and going. And now that you're having the time off, I see this picture of you. There's a breathing or kind of coming back to your body.
Yes.
And a level that you haven't been able to experience because you've been so busy. And it looks like I actually see that there's more of a peace, like the dust is settling and there's even more of a peace, even if it feels a little, you know, at the end, the bottom of it all. But I see that you're getting to a place where you're starting to trust your own spirit more. And that's a big deal, you know, to be able to trust your own, that higher level of yourself, like that you are fine, that no matter what, moving forward, it's good. And, you know, you're capable. You've got a lot of power. So it looks like you're getting this old lie out of your space finally. And you've been trying for a long time. You haven't been wrong about that. You're just like, okay, now is the time. Yay.
Yay. That's all right.
When I look at a next step for this, because that looks like a good thing here, the picture I see is just continuing to find amusement with it. Like, okay, it's been there. I don't need this anymore. Like, it really did help you for a while in your life. It wasn't that it was always bad. It's that it was, you had a mock-up for it being there, and now you're like, okay, now I'm done. Now I don't need it anymore. It's kind of like having had training wheels for a while, and now you're realizing I don't need training wheels anymore. I can ride the bike.
Okay. So just keep meditating, and I took a long walk today. Maybe just keep doing that. Huh?
Yeah, amusement, lots of gold, clear it out, release it, keep working it. You're getting, it's really about working trust. And that's what you're working on, is your trust in yourself and your faith in yourself. And you, to be validated as a being, to be able to have that for yourself is a big deal. Because that energy was always there saying, no, don't trust yourself, trust this. So that was the lie.
Oh my God, you hit it on the nail. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. It's so nice to hear your voice, and I wish you the best. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Maria.
Maybe another caller will come in. All right.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Wowza, I love that. I love it when people are really, like, they're in it and they're doing it. And that's where a lot of people are right now. Really letting go of the old, kind of like the old structure that you might have thought you had to trust rather than your own spirit. And we were all sort of, you know, taught to do that. And on the one hand, there's stuff you don't know when you're a kid, and there's stuff you don't know and you have to get experience and learn it. But very infrequently is anybody, you know, I know it might be different now for some people in some schools, but we're not really taught to kind of pay attention to our own intuition, our internal voice. Actually, the only place I ever really learned how to do that was clairvoyant training when I went to psychic school. And I'm not kidding. That was a thing that just got me going, saying, oh, wait a minute, I haven't been listening to that. And that's pretty important, to be able to listen to yourself. And you can do it consciously, because when you start to do that, when you start to really be with yourself and listen to that, you do destroy what has been in your way. And you might decide to do it consciously. So, again, everybody who's listening, if you would like a reading, you can call me at 1-800 893-9562. And you're listening to SkidRowStudios.com. This is Psychic Everyday Radio. And I'm Chris Cahill. And I'm happy to be your host for this show. Really enjoying my show tonight. And so continuing with destruction. So I was talking about destruction that we have no control over. We really don't have control over destruction that kind of happens outside of ourselves. It's just, you just don't. And so rather than resist it or worry about when's the next destruction happening, just move back into your space, back to you. You know, you get to be conscious about what you want to create, what you want to let go of. Then there is unconscious destruction, otherwise known as something happened to me. You know, you have an accident, you lose a job, you go through a big challenge in your life of some kind. It's not happy usually. It can be painful. It can be rough. I'm not laughing at you. I mean, I've done it too. It might be, you know, a difficult, hard time in your life. And you could also at some point end up feeling a sense of relief that it happened. You know, like you might have really been holding on and needing to keep those three jobs or keep running around and, you know, like around and around and around taking care of everything. And it becomes too much. And at some point, part of you, and that's you, the spirit, and you're very powerful, by the way, you destroy. You actually do create an end. Even if you think it's outside of yourself, no, that's part of you doing that. And at any rate, what you'd created before, because when you had whatever you had before, you'd created that too. And so when it comes to an end, now you've transformed. You've transformed what you're creating. You might feel at a loss for a little while or kind of freaked out or scared or worried about what am I going to do now? But you've actually got a whole new, you've got an open field now in front of you, something else to create. And if you can, if you go through a time like that and you just feel bereft or just like, what do I do? Like no clue. Know that you're not alone in that and you're not wrong. Everybody goes through it. This is part of life. We have, you know, a tough time sometimes when things just seem to spin out of control and I have no way to control this and what am I going to do? Start to work with your own spirit is my suggestion. Like start to listen to yourself. Start to listen to your intuition. Start to ask yourself, how do I heal this? How do I get through this? What do I do next? You know, just get your own information. And maybe part of what you're going to learn how to do as well is learn how to ask for help. That's not a bad thing to do. So when you go through the unconscious destruction, remember, you still created it. That old reality changed for you. I actually remember a couple of years ago, I had a client who I was giving a reading to. She was a student. And she was amused at her broken leg. She came to class the first night in this meditation class with a broken leg and had never met the woman before. And she said that she realized she knew right away she'd created the broken leg because she was working like some 60 or 70 hours a week at her job. She was exhausted. And she said to herself one day, I need a break. And then she got a broken leg. And I said to her, so what are you going to say next time? And she said, I'm going to be more careful. So it was a way that she created. And she was fine. Her leg healed, you know, all that. But she went through a time where she had to sit still. And that's hard to do when you keep thinking, I have to do all these things. I don't have time to sit still. Oh no, I'm missing life. But actually what you're doing when something like that happens is you're creating space. You're creating space to kind of get more clear within yourself about what it is you're doing, what it is you're creating, what it is you might want to create next. You know, how does that work? Now, I know you're out there listening because I see you on my call screen, and I'd love it if you would call in and get yourself a reading. And don't wait till the last 3 minutes of the show because I won't be able to give you a reading. Not kidding. Somebody did last week. I said, please call earlier. So now there's 20 minutes left of the show. So you can time it, pace it, you know, time yourselves here. The number is 1-800-893-9562. Sometimes we unconsciously destroy that which we won't let go of, but which is in our way. Unconscious destruction, baby, it's still created by you. That brings me to conscious destruction. Yay! Which I kind of started off the show with as well. But conscious destruction is you deciding to let go and transform and destroy what was. Quitting the job, leaving your town, ending a relationship, moving, changing your inner image, self-image. Hey, going on a diet and exercising, which, you know what you're destroying there? You're destroying flab. Excellent. But you're also destroying an old body self-image. You might decide to stop partying or hanging out with people who aren't fun to be around. You could set up new rules for your family or for your relationships, your workmates. You could just decide that you're going to see yourself in a whole new light. And so you create something new, but you're destroying an old way of being. You're destroying the old what was. You're letting it go. And if you're doing it consciously, then you can also more easily kind of decide, how am I going to do this? Like, okay, and you know, kind of like work it out. Because it's hard sometimes to really let go of a lot at once. And not that you can't, you certainly can. But sometimes it's pretty difficult. Like you're trying to pace it out a little bit sometimes because your body may need a little bit of more assurance that it is safe while you're going through the destruction. So you could have all the intention in the world as a being that I'm going to destroy this thing. And as a being, you might have already done it. But it's going to take a little time sometimes for your body to be safe, to catch up. And that's important because you're not just here as a being. You're not just here as a spirit. You're here in a body. So when you create and you destroy, that's the spirit of you working. That's the spirit of you moving. You know, the spirit of you moving and shaking there and doing something. And then to make it real, you want to bring it in the body. You could decide spiritually, I'm no longer going to hang out with people who don't treat me very well. And you've already decided that, and you start to actually, your whole vibration changes when you do that. You could decide spiritually, I'm going to find a job that really values me, where people are, you know, they see my value. I know somebody, I have someone very close to me who just did that, and it was a brilliant move for her. And it's a good thing. You know, you're stepping away from where you were not valued to where you are. And that's because you decide, I'm going to value myself. I'm going to value myself enough that I'm going to have this thing I want. So then what happens is there's a little bit of a growth period between what you decide as a being and then what you end up manifesting. There's the destruction, and then you make room for the new creation. And it's kind of funny, when you got rid of energy, when you move things out of your way that have been blocking you, it's so much more effortless to create the new stuff. It's a lot easier than trying to create something when there's still this great big, you know, gunk in your way. And here's an example. It's kind of like, you decide you're going to paint your living room and you want to paint it this really bright, you know, bright red, but you don't move anything out of the way. You're painting around everything and it's just nearly impossible to get the color you want and to not mess up everything else that's in your house. And it takes longer because you're trying to go around what already is. When actually, once you get that red on the walls, you might see that, oh, nothing I have goes with the red. I just have to get rid of everything. And it's just simply you giving yourself permission to move out of the way, the stuff that's in the way of you doing the new thing. That's the destruction. Destroying frees your energy. And now you have that energy available to create something new with, which is why it's a lot less effort. So ask yourself, if you've been having a tough time creating something you really want to create, if you've been having a hard time making something new happen, look and see if you are really holding on to something. You know, you might be still holding on to something that's in the way. part of you might be trying to kind of be sneaky, like, I'm going to go create this thing and hope nobody notices. But meanwhile, the thing you're trying to create is very different from what you've already had. So your energy is spread out. It's too much. You're having a hard time having enough energy to create something new because you're still spread out in all the old stuff. And that can make it really hard for you to, you know, to have the new thing. It just looks like it's time to destroy. So here's a few suggestions about how to destroy consciously. But first, I want to remind you, I have a phone number. You've already heard me say it a few times. And just in case you forgot, it's 1-800-893-9562. Call in if you would like to get a reading between now and the end of the show. So there. How to destroy consciously. Well, one of my favorite ways to do that is to start telling yourself the truth. And that's a big deal. You know, telling yourself the truth. You don't have to explain it to anybody. You don't have to make sense of it. It's just important that you tell yourself the truth because you cannot do anything lying to yourself. I have a person who called in for a reading. Hello there. Welcome.
Chris, it's Christina Applebleag. How are you?
Hi, Christina. Nice to hear your voice. How are you?
I am great. I was on Facebook. I saw I'm live. I was like, I'm going to listen.
I'm so glad you did. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I love the topic of destruction. Everything you're talking about is just beautiful. And I didn't really have a question per se, but then now that I really want to say hi, but now that I'm on, I'm curious as to what's coming up currently for me that I'm needing to destroy, making space for in order for me to step into like this next level of my purpose.
Good. I'm going to take a look at your next destruction steps, not what they should be or what you, not like, I don't see it as what you need to, but what it looks like you're working on as a being. I see this picture of you. This is, I don't know what this is yet, but I'm just going to read it. But the picture is the spirit of you in the background of you and in your life every day. And there's a connection very much, but it looks like your spirit's in the background playing this harp music. It's like playing this little beautiful golden harp, but it looks like there's something about the tone or the vibration of what you're playing as a spirit somehow isn't being heard by you in the body, you know, the body personality. Mm. And let me just see what that is. Because it looks like there's, I wanted to say it from the beginning and I didn't, but it looks like you're still destroying an old spiritual perfect picture, you know, about how it's supposed to be or how you're supposed to be. It looks like some of it is, you've gotten rid of a lot of the stuff you were raised with, but there's still a little glimmer of that because there's something about being good and being, you know, being good, like a judgment somehow, but you have to be good. And yes, I know you've blown a lot of that up over the years and created something not to look at it as good or bad or judgment, but just that you stepped away from those kinds of things. And so what I see is you're trying to, and actually here's another way of looking at it. It looks like that perfect picture is about not being fully real. It's like a holding you back somehow. And it's not that you're not real. You very much are. But it's sort of like a holding you back from really just allowing yourself to, you know, if you're angry, be angry. If you're, you know, crabby, be crabby. It's something about your emotions and allowing yourself to really express them without, I mean, and I don't want to tell you what it should be, but that's the picture I see is like a veneer on your emotions somehow. You're not supposed to feel that way because you're spiritually aware. And, you know, and that's the judgment. And it's also the lie. It's like it's like a spiritual perfection. And it looks to me like that's what you're working on clearing out of your space so that you can, because it sort of makes you feel a little stilted sometimes, you know, a little self-judgmental.
Yeah, and absolutely.
We handle that too because it comes in to people who do the kind of work as healers or as, you know, as spiritual teachers or psychics. Like, you're supposed to be all, you know, really perfect and all this. I'm like, really? No. So that's what it looks like you're working on. You're actually, what I see is you're actually examining those pictures, that vibration, and looking to see what stays and what goes. And it's not up to anybody else what that is. Because it looks like it also looks like about having more amusement with it. So, and I know you have amusement, so there you go.
Great, beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah, that makes total sense. So, well, it's definitely something that's something that I've been working on for sure, is just that
me too.
Authenticity with myself and not beating myself up over these conscious mistakes.
Well, you know, good for you. That's great. And it takes a lot of, you know, courage to do that. So right on, Christina.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening and for calling in. Good to hear your voice.
You too.
Bye. Hi, everybody. You still have a chance to get a reading. And that's 1-800-893-9562. All right. So I wanted to talk about how to destroy consciously. And I started off with, hey, tell yourself the truth, because here's part of that. The lies are what are being destroyed right now. So the lies on the planet, the lies people are telling, the lies, you know, where things have been hidden, where information has been hidden or hidden for many, many years and it's coming out. The lie, it's really hard to get away with lying. Politicians have been learning that for years. They still manage to, but, you know, so do others. And if you're telling yourself lies, you won't get to be real. So the lie might be that you're not good enough even. It might be something like that. I did a show a while ago about lies and truth and all of that, and you may want to go back in the archives and check that one out, but we really got into this whole topic. In order to create a happy new self-image, you have to let go of anything that doesn't validate you. So that's destruction, and there might be the lie in your space that's really invalidating, that says you're not enough or you don't have what it takes. Now, there are other ways to consciously destroy, and actually, here's some good tools for you. You know I'm going to bring it up in every show, and I will. Meditate. Meditation is so healing and wonderful and, you know, such a great... I think of meditation as having a conversation with yourself and kind of kicking everybody else out of it so you can get a clear communication. And it's not that you don't like other people, it's just that they don't need to be between you and yourself. You know, if you're having a conversation with someone you really care about and somebody else keeps butting in, that's going to be aggravating and it's going to make it hard for you and your friend to talk. Same thing with you. If you're trying to talk to yourself or to listen to yourself or to get your own information, to listen to your intuition, you know, to see your own pictures, your own clairvoyance, to have more of an awareness within yourself of how you really feel, you know, so you can tell yourself that truth, then you've got to move other energy out of the way that's between you and you. Meditation makes that much easier. I'm also talking about move your overthinking, analytical, critical mind out of the way. If that's what you run into when you meditate, then you're getting stuck there too. So meditation with grounding and letting go. Take responsibility for your own stuff. That is your own growth. And that's yours. It's your job and nobody else's. I have another caller. It looks like it'll be my last reading tonight. Hello there. Welcome. You're live. Oh, I guess you're not. So there's somebody who keeps trying to call and, oh, well, maybe they have a bad connection. Again, your stuff, when I say your stuff, I mean your growth, your personal choices, your destruction, your creation, you deciding how you're going to see yourself. If you've been leaving that up to others, then you might destroy a whole bunch until you realize it's actually up to you. And that's the other thing to look at is look back over your life. You know, if you're going through a time where you're feeling a little stuck or you're in the middle of destruction and it feels really out of control. But look and see, what have you destroyed in your life? You know, what have you actually destroyed before that maybe you learned something from? And looks like our caller is back again. Let's see if this is... Hello there, you're live.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, what's your name?
Megan.
Megan, where are you calling from?
Los Angeles.
Well, thanks for listening and for calling. And I have a few minutes here. I can give you a reading if you'd like one.
Awesome. Yes, I would love one.
What's your question? Or what do you want me to look at?
Well, I'm kind of in a very transitional place right now, and I feel like I'm on the right path, but I guess looking for reassurance that I am.
Well, when I take a look at it's really kind of neat. What I see is you consciously chose the path you're on now, and it looks like before you picked the one you're on now, you had a number of different choices. But it looks like one by one, because I see four different choices, and maybe one of them wasn't even a good choice, or it wasn't your choice. It was somebody, you know, it was old, or it was something else that came your way. But I see you really kind of in this, moving in this direction on this path that keeps getting more real and more clear to you the more you walk it. And it's kind of funny, sort of like Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz on the Yellow Brick Road, where is this real? Like, is it something that I'm, you know, is this going to get me to Oz? Is it going to get me to where I want to go? And running into things along the way. And I see you on this path having to kind of keep talking yourself into moving forward sometimes. Like, you know, it looks like sometimes it's totally fine, and other times you're on it and going, okay, what am I doing out here? Like, is this the right thing? And you start to go back into sort of the fear and the doubt. And it looks to me like that's part of what you're destroying. I was just talking about this a few minutes ago with someone else, but also with in between. You're destroying needing some other authority to tell you that you're doing the right thing. You're letting that go. So what I see is this is you kind of changing how you see yourself on your path, like taking responsibility for it. I don't see it as being wrong. I see that what you're doing is the path you've chosen. You're learning how to listen to yourself right now. And it'll be helpful if you can find a way to kind of, you know, get the help you need along that path, but also let go of needing other people's opinions to their approval. This is part of what you're doing, is you're learning how to not need outside approval for your own growth. So I know that's kind of like it in a nutshell that I'm seeing, just a mini little reading here, but how are you doing over there, Megan?
I'm doing good. No, that's pretty spot on. Yeah, I'm just trying to
good.
Figure out if all the money I'm investing in school is actually worth it, but yeah, I'm feeling like it is, so
yeah.
That's what matters.
Listen to your gut. You have really good intuition, and you can develop it even more. But listen to it and get in the habit of listening to it, because it's really valuable, and you will do well with it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. Thanks for calling. Nice to hear your voice. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye. Well, everybody, we're coming to the end of another show in a couple of minutes. And I just want to say I have really enjoyed talking about destruction and the healing power of destruction. And just a final little, you know, roundup kind of thing here with the end of the show is when you can consciously let yourself let go of the energies that you know you want to let go of, stuff you're just so done with. Look and see why you hold on to things that you're done with. And start to give yourself permission bit by bit to let go of what just doesn't serve you anymore. And you will find that you get rewarded for that. You know, and this is a thing that it's part of your life. It's your life. That's why it's called your life. You get to live it, and you get to decide what happens in your life. Thank you to everybody who listened tonight, all you people who called in and listened and, you know, who've been subscribing to my show, and just give you a few little bits of information here. You can find this show as a podcast, free podcast on iTunes. Look for Psychic Every Day, the podcast, and you can subscribe for free. And if you would like to leave me a review on iTunes, I will thank you for it. It just really helps my show when I have those reviews. I appreciate it. You can find me here Wednesdays at 7 o'clock Pacific time at skidrowstudios.com. I'm Chris Cahill. This is Psychic Every Day, the show. And you can also find me at chriscahill.com and psychiceveryday.com. I thank you for listening. Thank you so much, Skid Row Studios. Mindy Jorgensen, you rock. And thank you, Amadeus, for your wonderful music that opens and closes my show. Have a beautiful week, everybody. Create something fun. Talk to you next week.